After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called ActiveCare. ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with ActiveCare, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. ActiveCare is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Morning Report. My name is Willie Lawson. It is Thursday, July 23rd, 2020, in the year of our Lord. I trust that you are well today. It is, Yeah, I'm feeling really good. Actually, I did something I don't ever do, really. I took a day off. I was supposed to teach yesterday, and the park was closed, and I just took the day off, and I rested, and I chilled, and I had breakfast. I had coffee with a good friend of mine, and got the day started off right, and I just chilled, and had sat with my wife while she was at lunch, because she's working from the house, and then when she was done, we sat on the porch and we just talked for a little bit. And I've been in here doing a little work, but I took the day off. It was just good. I'm really feeling good today. I trust again, you are well. My suggestion is, though, I know that we are working our tails off. Everybody's working their tails off. Everybody is stressed over what's going on. If you're not stressed over COVID, you're stressed over Portland and the violence that's going on in our nation and the political upheaval. And sometimes I'm going to tell you just like this. Sometimes you just have to relax. Wait. You hear that? That's what you want. Sometimes you have to do that. And that's what I did yesterday. I'm just going to tell you that's what I did yesterday. I took a big, long, four-hour nap in the middle of the day. Yes, I did. And I feel great. And I'm so glad. I'm at work today. We're back to our schedule. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I'm at my part-time. But it's good. It's good. It's good. Take some time off. All right, we're going to talk about a few stories today that I think is interesting. And, of course, our friend Tim Bryce is with us again today. It's Thursday, so he's with us again today. Talk about this whole, quote, new normal thing. And you guys know that that's a phrase that I just abhor. And you'll find out that Tim and I think a lot the same about the new normal. So he's with us today. So we're talking about some things that are going on, things that are being said, and what are we going to do about it? Yesterday, during a town hall event, Joe Biden called Donald Trump the first, quote, racist, end quote, president It didn't take long for the Trump campaign and others very long to point out the absurdity and the hypocrisy of the Biden comments. At a event organized by the Service Employees International Union (SEIU). Of course, now this union SEIU is a union of people who are employed by government. And I have to wonder if it's even okay for them to have a union, especially the SEIU and the power it has. The power that the SEIU has is somewhat similar to the AFL-CIO. They have that sort of arrangement. Anyway, Biden was questioned on President Trump's use of the term Wuhan virus. Yes, we are back to that. We got to stay there. And you know why? They have to stay there, right? Because they ain't got nothing else. Wuhan virus. So where did the virus, as far as we know, originate from? Wuhan. And where is the province of Wuhan? Where does that happen to exist on the planet? It exists in a place called China. So they asked Biden, they threw him up as, you know, a softball, a marshmallow. Why did the president use the term Wuhan virus and China virus to refer to the deadly virus that originated from, you know, I don't know, you guessed it, Wuhan, China? No sitting president has ever done this, Biden insisted. Never, never, never. No Republican president has ever done this. No Democrat president. We've had racists. They've existed. They've tried to get elected president. He's the first one that has. Excuse me? If we pass this bill, we'll have them niggers voting for us for the next 50 years. I'm Lyndon Johnson. I approve this message. What is he talking about? The deflection didn't stop there. Of course, you know, because that was an easy one. Biden went on to accuse President Trump of attempting to divide America along racial lines. The Trump campaign released a statement a short time later detailing Joe Biden's history of consorting with racist Democrats and some of the former vice president's own racist remarks. Joe Biden mentioned that if integration happened, it would turn schools into racial jungles. That's not my remark. That's him. So this idea that this is an insult of the intelligence of black voters, and it's really coming from a guy who proudly befriended segregationists, touted an award from George Wallace, honored a former exalted cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan, worried his kids would grow up in a racial jungle, marveled that Barack Obama was articulate and clean. Remember that? He's clean. He speaks so well. Bragged about being from a slave state and reputedly used nigger. Okay? Wrote Trump 2020 advisor Katarina Pearson in a statement. Katarina's black, and we know Katarina. President Trump loves all people, works hard, empowers all Americans, and is supported by more black voters than any other Republican president and candidate in modern history. No one should take the lectures on racial justice from Joe Biden. And if you have trouble deciding between Trump, me and Trump, then you ain't black. What? Even Jake Tapper, the 12 U.S. presidents who own slaves would like a word. Are you crazy? Jason Johnson tweets, if I disagree, does that mean I'm not black?
After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, Cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
It's incredible. President Trump himself was asked about Biden's comments at a press briefing later in the day. President responded by listing some of the policies of his administration, concluding that he's done more for Black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln. Well, you know, that's hyperbole for sure. Just be honest, that's friggin' hyperbole for sure. But you could say that Trump's policies have benefited Black Americans more than any other president in recent history, for sure. More than Barack Obama. Yes, more than Barack Obama. More than their precious Barack Obama, more than George Bush, and damn sure more than Bill Clinton, with the crime bill that locked up people like crazy, threw Black people in jail for minor nonviolent crimes because it was their third time, and locked their ass up for life for 30, 40 years. Yeah. And on Wednesday, President Trump announced a surge in federal law enforcement offices, cities in the United States, including Chicago, where local officials have failed to protect their communities from out-of-control violence. Where, in Chicago, and I mentioned this, and I think I talked about this yesterday, there's a funeral going on. Funeral. Somebody pulls up in a black SUV and start firing on people who are attending the funeral. And people who were at the funeral, they're strapped, so they start firing back. 16 people ended up in the hospital. A number of them in critical condition. We don't know if anybody has passed away yet. You've got to be kidding me, right? And then hours before that, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who is completely a Lightfoot, completely in over her head, says that she won't allow Trump's troops to come into Chicago to terrorize the citizens. Well, that didn't age well, because a couple hours later you had this event. So you may say, well, there were gangbangers. But, you know, it wasn't just gangbangers. It could have been anybody who took a stray. And I ain't talking about a stray dog. I'm talking about a stray bullet. A mom, a child, somebody who was not involved in the game ends up getting killed because violence is friggin' out of control in Chicago and has been. It hasn't gotten one iota better with Lori Lightfoot. 50 days in Portland of all hell breaking loose. 50 days. Unacceptable. And going on simply because it is the mayor's and the city council's way of resisting Donald Trump. They'll sacrifice their own city. Black, white, native, Asian. They don't care. When you have an AG in Maine that says, you know, that says, you know, this is how you build a forest with some fires. Basically saying that, you know, if some get a burn, well, get a burn. That's how you build a forest. So if people have to die and lives have to be not only disrupted but destroyed in order to get to their socialist, communist utopia, then so be it. This is what we're dealing with, people. So, let me help you. If you think that just voting for Trump in August and November is going to be enough, you're missing it, because it's not. There are cities that need to replace their mayor. And if you can't vote them out in the next term, then you need to start recall petitions today. City council members, mayors, hell, even governors, if your state allows for it. You need to start that today. You need to start with impeachment hearings if indeed that's what your state allows as far as the governor goes. For letting what's going on in these states go on without protecting the folks in those states. This is the pushback that is so desperately needed. This is the pushback. This is, you know, if you're wondering what can we do, this is what we have to do. Now, I understand the couple in Missouri that freaked out and, you know, and got a pistol and, you know, and a rifle to protect their homes because they didn't know what the hell was going to happen. And a lot of you on Facebook or, you know, who are saying strap up, arm up. We may indeed be in that place at some point. We may, no doubt. We very well may be in that place at some point. But if you're wondering what folks can do now, that's what we can do now. I'm just going to tell you. That's what folks can do now. We may have to strap up at some point. Yes, we might have to. I you know what? I ain't blind to that. I am not blind to that at all. But what I'm telling you now is what we have to make sure that we continue to do. But we have to make sure what we continue to do is that we continue to use the system, that whatever system that's left, folks, whatever friggin' system that's left, get rid of these mayors. Thinking about starting a recall petition on the mayor of the city of Tampa, on her handling of the riots after the George Floyd death. On her handling of COVID, of her continually grasping for more and more authority that she does not have. I'm so glad I voted for the dead guy. I'm so, both of them freaking Democrats, you know what, at that point, but I'm so glad I voted for the dead guy. He wasn't dead at the time I voted for him, no, but unfortunately he's passed on now. All right, moving on. Speaking of that, Rand Paul is actually asking for the impeachment of Andrew Cuomo over disastrous nursing home policy. You know what he's, you know, Andrew Cuomo is trying to, has been trying to extricate himself from the most nightmarish, hellish decisions made during this COVID-19 time. The most Dr. Mengele decisions that were made anywhere in the country. Hell, maybe anywhere in the world. So Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is calling for the impeachment of Governor Andrew Cuomo following the governor's catastrophic nursing home policy that mixed COVID-19 patients with vulnerable nursing home residents. Now, let's think about what happened. To hell with whatever Cuomo is saying. And frankly, unfortunately, to hell with whatever Dr. Fauci is saying about New York's response. Their problem was a couple-fold. That, you know, New York has a couple of unique situations. One of them is that they're friggin' New York, and they're a channel by which a lot of people come here. Unfortunately, or fortunately, a channel by which most people come here from around the world, including Wuhan, China. So you have that working against them to start with. It's a huge city, and I mean New York is a huge city, and then you have the rest of the state to deal with, and so goes the city, so goes the state, right? So it's incredibly difficult to manage. Understood. Incredibly difficult to manage. So you've got to be Rudy Giuliani to manage New York City. You got to be that guy. You got to be the guy who cleaned it up. You have to have that sort of, you know, you got to roll with that sort of energy.
After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.
But the idea that you would, you already knew that your most vulnerable population during this time were the elderly. You already knew that. It wasn't like he didn't know. He already knew. We all did. Our most vulnerable population are the elderly. We figured out the first cases of death in the country were in nursing homes. Rand Paul says the most, I think the governor, that Governor Cuomo should be impeached for the disastrous decisions he made to send patients with coronavirus back to nursing homes. Virtually half of his people who died. Damn near half. Good Lord. Of the people who died were in nursing homes. Governor Cuomo's policy of sending coronavirus patients into nursing homes is more perplexing given the availability of beds at the Javits Center and temporary beds at the USS Hope that was in New York Harbor to make additional rooms. Now, this is what the governor and de Blasio were bitching about. We're going to run out of hospital beds. So the Army Corps of Engineers came in and turned basically the Javits Center into a field hospital that they didn't use. So old people who had been in nursing homes that shouldn't be put back in nursing homes had a place. And if hospitals were being stressed, then they could move non-coronavirus, non-COVID patients to the Javits Center. Or they could have moved them to the Navy ship. They could have. There was absolutely, positively no justifiable reason to take coronavirus patients and send them back to the nursing homes they came from. Because you didn't want to overwhelm hospitals. There were beds. New York got more help than anybody. They got more federal help than anybody. Than anyone. Even as Cuomo and the president were sniping back and forth, they got more damn help than anybody. But with a fawning press, Governor Cuomo decided in all his wisdom that elderly people sick and contagious with the coronavirus should be sent instead to nursing homes instead of the places I just mentioned, full of other elderly people. The policy went on for weeks. And of course, the press was probably too busy looking for bad news about hydroxychloroquine to question the deadly directive. And we're finding out hydroxychloroquine is a really good therapeutic. Despite the media's efforts to paint Governor Cuomo as a hero, Senator Paul said there's a lot to learn from Cuomo in terms of what not to do. We've seen surges in coronavirus in the midst of a lockdown. New York had a lockdown and had 30,000 people die. Paul pointed out, they were locked down and still had 30,000 people die. New York had the worst death rate of any place in the world amidst a lockdown. So perhaps a lockdown didn't do any good, and perhaps a lockdown killed our economy but didn't do anything to stem the tide of the virus. So I see nothing to be admired in New York's lockdown. I see a mountain of people who died, particularly in nursing homes. I think it has killed the economy, but it didn't do any good for trying to contain the virus. But when it comes to lockdowns and mandating face masks, Senator Paul believes each individual should assess their own risk when it comes to the Wuhan coronavirus. That's all we've ever said here on the Morning Report. If you want to wear a mask, I ain't going to shame you. If you don't want to wear a mask, I ain't going to blame you. I get it. It's fine. That's our position. We have been consistent in that position here on the Morning Report and Fight Back 2020, and we're going to continue to do that. If I can pop off a personal note for a second, both my jobs now require me at some time one all the time, and the other part time because I teach a wind instrument. It's kind of, you can't play the clarinet with a mask on your face, to in certain areas of the buildings, and you know, in the second job, to be masked up. When I'm actually doing my job, I don't have to if I'm going to be playing the flute. Kind of hard to play flute through a mask. And at, you know, my part-time gig that I'm going to tomorrow, yes, the requirement is to be masked up. So I do. There is a EPG, Emergency Planning Group, mandate to wear masks inside certain establishments here in my city. And I do, because that's not the mountain that I'm, that's not the hill I'm going to die on. No. I think it's stupid. Fortunately, I'm a homebody. So when I'm not working, I'm usually at home, and I'm not wearing a mask right now talking to you. And I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to wear a mask in my own damn front yard. I'm not going to. Because all, you know, what we forget is all the mandates say wear a mask if you can't social distance. So the president says yesterday, we talked about this on the show yesterday morning, that you wear a mask if you can't social distance. If you can keep away from people, then there isn't any reason to wear a mask. So you dumb stick driving around in your car with the windows up, 300 yards from everybody else wearing a mask, you are the reason why there are instructions on a bottle of shampoo. You've got to be kidding me, right? Are you virtue signaling or are you just a dumbass? I'm going to take the second one. Speaking of dumbasses, what do you think? What do you think about Andrew Cuomo being impeached for his response to the Chinese, to the Wuhan coronavirus in New York? What do you think? Send us an email at wls860@gmail.com, wls860@gmail.com. We'd love to hear and read your responses on the show. Okie dokie. Let's see here. Where are we going to go to next? Where can we go to? Where can we go to? Anthony Newley. No money needs you. The Sierra Club apologizes for perpetuating white supremacy. The Sierra Club. Why is that funny? Well, the Sierra Club is full of virtue signaling white people. A progressive environmental group acknowledged its racist history on Wednesday morning in an article titled "Pulling Down Our Monuments." Sierra Club Executive Director Michael Brune writes, the San Francisco Bay Area environmentalist group has caused significant and immeasurable harm over the organization's 128-year history. Well, he should just, stab himself in the throat, I guess. As defenders of black life pull down Confederate monuments across the country, we must also take a moment to re-examine our past and our substantial role in perpetuating white supremacy. The people toppling Confederate statues aren't, quote, defenders of black life. They're the vandals causing spikes in coronavirus and disease that disproportionately kills black people while completely ignoring the dismissing of the exponentially larger number of deaths due to black-on-black crime, but getting back to the white supremacy of the Sierra Club. Anyway, Brune writes about the racism of the group's founder, Don Moore. According to Brune, Moore maintained friendships with people like Harry Fairfield Osborne, a man who helped found the American Eugenics Society. Moore was also known to hold racist views regarding blacks and Native Americans. As bad as Moore was, it wasn't just him supporting white supremacy and the eugenics movement. Others like Joseph LeConte, a UC Berkeley professor who expounded theories about racial superiority of white people, and David Starr Jordan, a Stanford University president, racist eugenics, were early Sierra Club leaders who served on the board of directors. Now, here's the only thing good about this is, for me, is that this just says what a lot of us have been saying all along, doesn't it? The real racist are the progressives. And they've always been. It's always been that way. When you start talking about Margaret Sanger and the eugenics movement in America? Why? To wipe out, to destroy black people, people of African descent. Which is why she had a pretty friendly relationship with the Klan. I think in certain ways she was even too radical for the Klan. The Klan was like, yeah, we don't want them to marry. Yeah, you know what? We don't want them to marry our daughters or anything. We don't want them to have our jobs or anything. But damn, I don't think we should be killing all the niggers. That don't seem right. I think the eugenists were more radical than the Klan. You know what I'm saying? In a way. Now, I know a lot of you are going to roll your eyes at that, but that's just the impression I get. With such a horrible track record on the issue of race, one would think the Sierra Club would have learned by now to stick with tree-hugging and leave the subject of race well enough. But no. Because they need as much attention, they need to make the Sierra Club relevant. The fact of the matter is that nobody gives a rat's ass about the Sierra Club and their tree hugging. Nobody cares. They are irrelevant and they have been irrelevant. So what they're doing is they're trying to glom black people, brothers, sisters. When you have organizations like the Sierra Club, a progressive environmental organization that hasn't done one damn thing for black people in their entire 128-year history. As a matter of fact, just the opposite. Now they're coming to you, mea culpa, because now we are back in the forefront after some black people get killed, by some white police. And now they're coming, oh, we're so sorry about what we've done and our part in it. And you ain't done nothing for us. But all you're saying now is we're sorry. So what are you apologizing for? Your history that we don't know anything about? Why? I think what we have to do is start asking questions. Why now? Oh, to get your name in the news. To be part of it. You just want to be part of it. You just want to be out there. You just want to be seen. You don't want to help. You don't give a damn. You never did. You didn't before. It's part of your history. It's part of your culture. You didn't care before. And you don't care now, Sierra Club. Shame on you. Shame on you. You virtually signaling sons of bitches. Shame on you. So is this our new normal? Is this how we're going to play out? My friend, Tim Bryce of timbryce.com and Bryce is Right, his article on what is the new normal.
This is Tim Bryce with my column titled, What is the New Normal? A good friend of mine recently told me he has given up on sports for the foreseeable future. This was a bit startling, as I knew him to be an ardent fan of Major League Baseball, the NFL, the National Hockey League, and various college sports for many years. However, he gave up on the NBA years ago. He contends the interest in sports was beaten out of him by the news media, COVID-19, and the politicizing of sports. He is so disgusted with it, he won't even read the sports section in the local newspaper anymore. It is that bad. Frankly, I couldn't argue with him, as there are many such changes happening all around us, which is commonly referred to as the new normal. To take this further, on the highways there is no cooperation or courtesy, just individualism leading to angst and hostilities on the road. Instead of paying attention to the road, people are more concerned with texting and talking on their smartphones. Consequently, people clog the express lane, the left lane, and weave in and out of traffic or ride the bumper of the car in front of them. Anything to get ahead, not wait your turn. This is the new normal on our roadways. Customer service is a fallacious concept. There is no longer any sense of keeping the customer happy in order to retain the customer's business, which may lead to additional sales. Nobody cares. It's now a matter of processing the sale as fast as possible and let the customer fight afterwards with voicemail, jail, and the internet. In stores, we now look like hooded thugs. No smiles, no pleasantries, no nothing. The new normal for customer service is look out for number one, meaning the company, leaving the customer to avoid stepping in number two. News is depressing. Many have stopped watching it on television or reading it through official news sources. Not only is a lot of it repetitive, it is predictable as to how it will be interpreted or spun. Consequently, it has lost its integrity and legitimacy. The fact we no longer trust the news is another new normal by which we live by. In our urban areas, gun violence is on the rise, as is thuggish behavior, arson, and looting. In the nation's capital, the rhetoric in Congress is much more visceral and gridlock is commonplace. This, too, is the new normal. Basic courtesy is from a bygone era, such as holding a door open for someone, saying please and thank you, extending a helping hand, and basic charity. All are rapidly fading into the past, as evidenced by a dwindling number of places of worship and nonprofit charities. This will only grow worse as schools are closing in observance of Corona-19 and the politics of teachers' unions. Without schools, children will grow more dependent on technology, and their socialization skills will further deteriorate. This, too, is part of the new normal. The Corona-19 virus is causing people to become somewhat introverted. They hide in houses and avoid human contact of any kind. In addition, companies are no longer allowed to conduct business as usual. Not only does this hurt sales, but it also hinders teamwork, as people are now asked to work from home. All of this, of course, affects our socialization skills. In addition to Corona-19, the cause of the new normal is actually based on a combination of several things, such as declining moral values, an irresponsible media, politics, and a reliance on technology to do the thinking for us. Unfortunately, it showcases the negative side of the human spirit, such as hate, jealousy, spite, greed, and a disregard for cooperation, courtesy, and respect. The new normal is abnormal to those of us who remember the go-go years of the 20th century. In fact, it is rather depressing. Interestingly, cases of anxiety and depression have been steadily increasing prior to 2020, but I wouldn't be surprised to see it spike in this election year. The new normal is not about something as banal as tattoos, body piercings, orange hair, or vernacular. It is about our ability to socialize effectively, something that is radically declining as we are asked to choose sides in political ideology. It is a callous attitude regarding our fellow human beings and an egocentric view of our perceived individual importance. No, the new normal does not include cooperation, sacrifice, teamwork, or friendliness, but rather it involves confrontation, combativeness, ridicule, selfishness, and a sense of entitlement. So where did this come from? Look no further than the baby boomers who failed at raising their children responsibly, along with the media and far left who have been trying to change our moral values for years. I would like to believe our attitudes will change following the November 3rd election, that we will somehow snap out of it. But I know this simply will not happen. Everything is drifting on the wind. Our choice is rather simple. We either accept the new normal and allow the country to chart a new course, or reject it by saying, enough is enough, and take on the task of correcting it. Understand this. It is not so much what the older generation wants to do. It is ultimately up to the younger generation. All the elders can do is offer advice and vote. Friends, keep the faith. This is Tim Bryce in Palm Harbor, Florida. Follow me on the internet at timbryce.com.
All right. Well, again, thank you ever so much for spending. Hang on a second. Let me get this for a second. Again, thank you ever so much for spending some time with us on The Morning Report. The Morning Report is a production of FightbackMedia.com. 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 Go to the website. I've been working hard on it. Go to the website. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.
Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.